views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you. What makes a successful entrepreneur? Host Deborah Rothschild has a wealth of experience and insight delivered with humor and passion. Deborah lives by one adage: she develops human potential. Deborah Rothschild brings the secrets, she brings the experience, she reveals what aspiration, failure, and success have taught her to become. Redirect your perspective and see the new you who knows exactly where to go next and how to get there with The Deborah Rothschild Show, developing a dynamic you now.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Deborah Rothschild, and you are listening to The Deborah Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with me this next hour to learn how your dynamic potential can be developed, giving you less stress and giving you hope for a better future. I am a 20-year veteran as a coach to both the executive and the entrepreneur. I have over 18,000 paid coaching hours. I am a platform speaker and a former talk show host. I had a syndicated show a long time ago. And one thing that I am addressing with my current clients and you, the listenership, is how do we overcome change? How do we adapt to it? How do we get people to jump on board with us? Because change for many is not easy, myself included. But then we have, and I'm sure you will agree with me, many different degrees of types of change and the type of people that we have to live with. And so on last week's show, I talked about the resistors. You know, there's that 20, 50, 30% rule. 20 people are like ready to roll with us. They're like, okay, I trust you. You have my loyalty. I believe in you. And whatever I have to do, let's make it happen. Then there's the 50%ers. That's a group of people that kind of, they're a neutral group. They're sitting on the fence, maybe got their foot in, foot out, toe in the water, testing it. You know, they maybe don't have enough information and they're just taking a stand. And then, you know, the favorite people that we love, the resistors, the 30%ers. And resistors can be problematic. And I'm sure all of us in our lives have met with resistors. And I'm going to go into that a little further on this show today on how to deal with them, but more focus on developing the dynamic you. And if any of us, if we would try to ignore the changes round about us, it's going to slam you and I both off balance. And you know, when we've got balance, we have momentum. And when we've got momentum, we're going forward. But if we're caught off guard and, you know, we're trying to hop along on one foot, trying to keep our balance, typically it's unhealthy. And it's not going to create that inertia, that energy that's necessary to go forward. You know, and one thing I've learned as a coach, and, you know, I was a smart cookie opening up my coaching practice. I've had my own business coach for, you know, 24 years, maybe it's been 25 years now. And one thing that I have learned in developing all my successful companies, you know, and coaching is my greatest achievement, I would say, that getting angry won't make any of this go away. In fact, temper typically makes things worse. You know, and we can't wish our problems away. We can't wish this would not be happening. So wishful thinking is a waste of time as well as a temper. So we can't sit around thinking and talking about, oh, the good old days with hope that they're going to return. You know, when we turn the pages in our life and we go on to new chapters, yesterday's over with. What I would hope would remain in all of us are great memories and the lessons that we learned along the way. You know, we can't run away from change because there's no place to run to beyond the range of any type of change. So we might as well face the issues and we might as well look for the opportunities and learn how to think, learn how to act, and become very important during these times. Because obviously, you won't be able to control everything that happens to you. I cannot control everything that happens to me, but we can control exactly how we respond to what happens. You know, to me, this is kind of the age of instability. Whether you are an entrepreneur, an executive, you might be mid-management in a corporation, you might be leading a church, a non-for-profit, the Lions Club, or you're a mom of 12. I mean, you have to be on top of what you're doing because you're the leader, you're the lighthouse, and this is going to be your personal assignment. Change is not easy. You know, my own life, I've had to incur lots of changes. And I wrote a book called The Firefly Protocol. I've had to, like many women and many men, of course, because I'm not going to leave you guys out of the picture. I've had to make a change and I had to learn to reinvent myself. But in surviving in this age of, you know, perplexity, instability, because we really don't know. It used to be very different 40, 50, 60 years ago. I know I'm dating myself, but today things are so very uncertain and the winds of change, they keep blowing harder. And many people are being hit, therefore reshaping all kinds of organizational change in, you know, operating how companies see things and how they execute things. You know, whether it's business, government, educational institutions, non-for-profit, even the military, you name it, change, and there's more change. It's far-reaching and it's rapid, and it's cutting all across all sectors of the economy, all classes of society, all continents, and all cultures. So if we would just think back over, you know, just this last year, how many things folded, how many expanded, revamped, re-entered new markets, things were acquired, things were merged, people were shuffled, people were pink slipped, people found themselves hopeless. And here we are. So we face change again today. Our nation is in the midst of a change. So, you know, what typically happens at the top, you know, kind of trickles down. So I guess the bottom line is, what are we going to do with it? And I think typically, and this is just my opinion, you know, that in a quarter may get you a cup of coffee. Everybody has lost count. We've watched the pace of change accelerate over the last decade. Myself, I've just watched how business has changed because, you know, with me, the majority of the percentage of clients I work with are sole proprietors, entrepreneurs, direct sales, network marketing. And then, of course, I've got, you know, executive top management, and I have watched the change that has come forth in these companies accelerated over just say the last 6 months, 8 months, you know, to a year. And I don't believe that it's going to relax anytime soon, not in the foreseeable future anyway. So I believe that we all can expect more pressure points and further destabilization. You know, sometimes groups of people, whether it's corporate or personal, churches, doesn't make any difference. You know, they are built differently than others. And some can ride out the winds of change, seizing the opportunity to go far very fast in a small, short time frame, and they can sail past the competition. Others that are unprepared, and I think that's an operative word, unprepared for the wind's force, they mistakenly think their safety comes in bracing themselves against it, whereas revisiting, re-identifying, and making notable changes will be able to have you have your sail go high and let that wind catch you and carry you further. You know, I was speaking with a client the other day, and this is a young lady in a network marketing company. She hired me, I'm going to say probably 2.5 years ago. And she's a shake, rocker, and roller. But she had a group that was just stuck. And many times in many corporations, in many direct sales, network marketing, and a lot of sales company, everybody is so focused on the sale of a product, they fail to understand the public relations of what it's going to take to grow a huger organization And especially in direct sales and network marketing, who wants a one-time shot at sales? I think the car industry, I think medical sales, I think that all falls in the same category because there's so much to growing an organization. You know, and let's lop the insurance company in there as well. And so the resistors cost my client time and her business builders not only time, but thousands of dollars. You know, currently, I think she's earned, she's been working her company for 8 years, maybe just seven, and she's earned $3 million. And we talked the other day, had she had a different protocol, had some different things been in place, they could have sailed through some change a whole lot easier, learning the lessons, accruing that, and using that as ammunition against the competition or whatever force was coming against her. She spent too much of her time trying to court that 30% of the resistors, and that cost her time, it cost her a lot of money, and it cost her people. So we all have to, and if you're a leader you are the headship, you know, of your ship, and you're the captain, then one, you're going to have to overcome the resistance to change. Adults typically don't like it because, you know, we have this romantic clinging to holding on to the past. We hang on to what's familiar. We snuggle up even deeper. We dig our heels in. You know, our comfortable routines, we don't like the chilling thought of something that would interfere with us. You know, someone once said, no organization is so screwed up that someone doesn't like it as it is. So change always means giving up something. And the greater of the personal sacrifice, the more you feel like dragging your feet. In my life, I have been there as well. And none of it is easy. Not one thing at all. But so what do? We live in a world that's ever so changing. And we have to keep something I call iceberg optimism going. And I'm going to talk about that shortly. And we have to identify who's sucking our energy, the 30 percenters. And we have to learn how to woo that neutral position, the 50 percenters sitting on the fence. And we have to become extremely proactive with that 20% of people that trust us, have a loyalty, so everyone can become successful growing your company, your organization, your church, or whatever it may be. Because if we stay static, we know what happens. We die on the vine and we die quickly. We live in a very competitive world and people are moving, shaking, rocking, and rolling, and we need to be part of that. I'm going to take a quick break. You've been listening to The Deborah Show. I'm Deborah Rothschild. I'll be right back with you, giving you the cutting edge on how you can make change work for you.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. a key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Thanks for hanging in with me. You've been listening to The Deborah Show and had to take a short break. Today, we're talking about change. I am the entrepreneur and the executive business coach and consultant. 20 years experience, 18,000 paid coaching hours. I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed to have had so many great clients. And that just means we've all been successful together. Just to let you know that my show is aired weekly, 3 p.m. Pacific time. The first three or four shows that I'm going to record, I'm a teacher, I'm a trainer, I'm a platform speaker, and I've got to get what's inside of me out to you. And then down the road, I'm going to start interviewing some incredible talent that will be able to bring their story to the table and solidify all the things that I've been teaching you. So let's clear up some myths. We're talking about change. We're talking about resistors. We have to look at a situation, and you know what? It's not going to change on its own. Because remember, this attitude thing that we've going on, it's everything is how you and I mentally frame it and the conclusions that we reach. That's going to determine the reaction of everybody around you. If you're a negative nanny, nilly, whatever you want to call it, and you're doubting everything, I promise you, that will be emulated from you. It's going to be like an avalanche flowing over everybody. So let's get your head straight. There's always going to be a variety of factors that shapes our thinking. You know, each and every one of us, we each interpret things a whole lot differently than a lot of other people. And the battlefield is our head. It's the way we think. You know, we've got fears, hopes, prejudice, beliefs, you know. And here's something I thought of the other day of how something was formed in me as a young girl. My parents immigrated from Germany. They came through Ellis Island. Grandfather was a carpenter and hardworking, great people. And I was born and raised on a beef and grain farm. So I may like a lot of luxuries in life, but I'm a country girl at heart because I watched how hard my father and everybody around him worked. And my father had an attitude about a couple things. And somebody I went to school with, great school, bought their parents bought the washer and dryer at a local little appliance store. Well, my father had an attitude. I mean, not only did he have an attitude about that, but they bought a Maytag. I don't know, didn't understand. I was only 8 or 9 years old. And I don't understand why it wasn't good for someone to do business on a local level. I mean, today as an adult to me, to be able to call an appliance guy you bought it from that was only 6 miles away would really be an asset, right? Well, I grew up with thinking there was something wrong with Maytag and there was something wrong with buying something local. And I remember that I had made a comment at a dinner party. It was a comment, you know, the kind where maybe we have an attitude attached to it, or there may have even been a sneer, you know, ringing throughout my mouth. And somebody, you know, cut me off very quickly and asked me, why would you think that? And where on earth did that come from? you know, and it was like, it knocked me back into reality. And I said, you know, it's something that happened to me as a kid. I should have asked my father way back when. So see, we're formed by childhood, growing up, the way we think and the way even others act around us. But a lot, this is all a myth. So what we have to do is we have to, you know, put some of these, let's call them fallacies, by the way, and let's look at things from a new, different perspective. You know, let's agree that the odds are that things are never going to be the same again in business, our country, and God bless America. As I said, you know, mom and dad came through so proud to be an American, and I'm proud to be an American. Things aren't going to be the same. Things aren't going to revert. We're not going back to the Leave It to Beaver series. And this is not Mayberry RFD. We're progressive. Things are changing and things are great. Yes, there's bad things, but things are really great. So the only thing that you and I can count on today is that the way things were before this started are probably not going to revert back to that. So we need to learn how to deal with the future, and we need to progressively grow as business leaders, mentors, coaches, you know, whatever your profession is. And I think in doing so, one of the most mandatory things that we have got to learn is controlling our emotions so we have more control over a situation. Because, you know, I look at the resistors, and I was talking about that client earlier. She had, you know, 10,000 distributors. And she had a lot of great business builders, and they were making money, but they were resistant to wanting to change because they didn't want to have to, one, change, and they didn't want to have to be the carrier of news to their organization that things needed to change. And in reviewing her organization over the last 2 years, it was really sad. You know, at one point we were talking about some gal that was in her organization, husband and wife team. They refused to change and they died on the vine. And so, you know, there went and they were growing, but they were such of a resistor that they became rebellious. And so we all know where rebellion gets people. Well, they're no longer a key player within our organization. And they no longer have that hope of growing the dynamics of what they had. So sad to say, you know, the big R, rebellion, rose up its ugly little head. So our attitudes going into this, and I'm pretty much, you know, a gal that has a great attitude. I can be pushed, though. I still have a great attitude. But we have to identify, and I've had to learn this myself, that the attitude is everything. And going forward in progress and change, many times masquerades itself as trouble. You know, many times people feel like they are a victim to change. You know, and looking toward the future, people feel what? Disappointed, confused, worried. They're disgruntled, but we can't always jump to a conclusion because the truth is we really can't tell yet how we're going to be affected by all this. Everybody needs to become a player. And if you could grow your change attitude by a small percentage daily, you're going to be in the flow of things. And everybody, including the 30%ers, you know, the resistors, everybody needs to be given a certain time frame to get a broader scope in the view of the situation. So for now, each of us need to be open-minded because the jury's still out. Because we don't know exactly what 6 months in any of our businesses are going to be. All we know is that we can play the hand that's dealt us. And so, like I said, the jury's still out. In a few days, a few months, maybe, you know, a year. I think all of us can look back on these changes as the best thing that it could have ever happened to all of our careers, our personal life. And change is not a bad thing. You know, Napoleon Hill wrote one time, every adversity carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. So we need to look at an opportunity within an issue. We need to find the silver lining, only if it's 5% of it. If it's not immediately apparent, then we just have to keep on looking. We have to keep on digging, and we have to look for that opportunity and get busy to make our own way. Because as I said, and you're going to hear this over and over again, this is a head deal going on. You know, as we think is how we talk and as we make choices. So we need to learn to become very aware. Awareness is a big thing today. So going on autopilot to me is like not part of the deal anymore. We have to pay very close attention to what's going on. And if things are going faster, then we need to learn to be able to kick in with it. And if you need help with something, you need to reach out. You know, you need to reach out to your mentor, your coach, you know, your boss, whatever's going on. And people need to talk. And I think in this world today, the lack of communication is hurting people, businesses, organizations from growing. So we have to keep up a tempo, because that, you know, it's with a tempo is where there is going to be a momentum created. And remember that at any given moment, at any given day, problems can hit in a hurry and easily outrun you. So we need to learn to stay ahead of the game. Well, you know, maybe each and every day you need to do a 2-minute drill with you. Maybe you need to take a close look at how you're reacting, how you're talking, and how you're thinking. Because problems are a natural side effect of the change process. It's not always bad, because, you know, we could always say, is the water glass half full or half empty? But even in a problem, we know that there is a lesson to be learned. So to me, there is nothing lost. As long as you keep your head, you keep your attitude, you keep your emotions in check, as far as I'm concerned, you're going forward, you're growing, and you're going, and you got a handle on it. I'm going to take a short break. You're listening to The Debra Show. This is Transformation Talk Radio. I'll be right back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio. We're talking today about dynamic potential, getting through the challenge. And this is exciting because if you don't, you won't. All right. You're either going to be part of the solution or you're going to be part of the problem. And it is during times like these where I know people feel, like I said earlier, they feel victimized. Circumstances, they feel disempowered, and I think what's the saddest of all, they feel helpless. But that doesn't have to be. We can change that. So if you're part of a group, if you work there, or if you are self-employed, you work there, then it's going to be your plan to go forward. You know, call it your plan, call the dynamics of you. It's top management, baby. And even if you're middle management or you are answering the phones, you're top management. Because see, they need you. And everybody, every puzzle piece, every human being that comes into play within a corporation, a business, sole proprietorship, church, organization, family, you're a key player. And don't let anyone tell you that you're not. So if the business, the church, the whole thing has a problem, you have a problem. So what is your part in helping fix any problem? Because remember, you're a player. Just because someone has a greater education, they earn more money, maybe you're a brand new affiliate or distributor company, you have a voice. You have a part to play, and that is called changing with the times. Only if you want to remain part of the team, you need to play for the team and not against the team. You know, I love football, even though I don't understand it. Love to watch it. Watch all these men get excited. You know, they have shutdown Sundays where they forget they're married and they have children. And they love all the cold beverages and all the snack food one could probably hand them. And they jump up and down, and they get all excited. So I don't do the football. I mean, I like watching it. I don't get the game. But how I love baseball and how I love basketball. Teams. Teams win. Teams that are on the same page going at the same pace win. So you're probably thinking, well, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're wrong, Deborah. But I will tell you one thing, that not all the time the people in charge have it always figured out. And by the way, there's no school solution when it comes to managing transition and change. I mean, let's look at a household. Let's look at a single mother, 5 children. She's working a full-time job. She's got caregivers for the kids. Some are in school. And she has an absentee husband, former husband, no child support. Oh, maybe some days he pays or some months. Maybe some days he doesn't. Maybe some months he wants to see the kids. Maybe he doesn't. And she has to bounce all these moving parts around about her and keep her sanity, not only for her sake, but for her children's sake. And women do this all day long. She may cry at night. She may not have the best clothes, and she may not have much of a social life, but she's been able to bounce all these things around her. You know, she is that center wheel moving the spokes, moving all the wheels around, keeping everything in motion. And so is top management. So are executives. So are entrepreneurs. They keep things moving. So the biggest mistake of all for any of us is to wait until we think we can make changes perfectly free of any errors or problems. And I think right there, that comes in, that opens the door to that paralysis is started by all the analysis. Now, I personally have a tendency to overthink. So I've been accused of. But I'm not the type of analysis to paralysis. I am the overthinker. I'm a dissector. You know, conversations, things clients have said to me, you know, trying to put things in their little cubby hole so I can discern where this group needs to go. Now, on a personal level in my life, I can overthink a personal situation. And I know many of you are like this, pacing the floor at night, trying to figure out what that was really, what message was being sent to me. Now, to me, that has robbed me of a lot of night's sleep, probably all my nutrition flowed out of my bloodstream and left me in a deficit, woke up with black circles under my eyes, still thinking about it, right? Because I couldn't give it up. So I've learned through the years that if I have a question on what something meant, I need to go to the party that said it, and I need clarification. So my sleep is better, I'm healthier, and I lost the dark circles under my eyes being concerned about what this really meant. And that also applies in the business world. So often people say things, I don't think, you know, people don't jump out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and go, all right, I'm going to destroy your life today. People say things, they don't mean it. Sometimes things are said and it's the way we receive it is where the hiccup is. I can only speak from my own personal experience. So, and kind of just doing just a little summary. We got resistors. We have neutral people. People need to change. It's the way we think. You know, the war is in our own heads. And leading up to saying we need to become a change agent. We need to become everything by controlling our attitude, by taking ownership. And not everybody, by the way, has a good attitude. You know, how many times have you had to deal with an upset or disappointed individual? And how many times you yourself were discouraged about certain aspects of life, business, children, husband, boyfriend, Indian chief? So what are we going to do? We all have to become change agents. We cannot be the resistors, not anybody progressive going forward. First of all these resistors and all the people that resent the change and fight tooth and nail, you know, they're just going to saboteur themselves. And to me, it is stress. It is bad energy. It's the most unhealthy, dysfunctional thing that we could do. And guess what? Many of us, because I have in the past, see, I can't point the finger at anyone. I can't stand on a podium and I can't tell anybody unless I've lived it myself. So we have to understand each other. We have to concentrate on the greatness, not always what we think is going wrong. We can't become preoccupied with things that chew on us that are aggravating and upsetting. You know, in this last year, you know, I personally have gone through a lot of changes. Some were okay and some were not okay, but I've learned to adapt. My current location is the San Luis metropolitan area, and I wanted to relocate south. I have had all ducks in a row. I have everything. And just recently, part of my ducks that I had a row took off and flew away. And so now it's a matter of regrouping and getting my flock together that I can go forward. But one thing I noticed about myself, because I believe I have matured, you know, I have spent a lot of my lifetime in the ditch growing as a human being so I could get on top of the mountaintop, you know, rejoicing. So I can't teach it unless I've lived it. And so I had to embrace a new beginning of not just necessarily starting over in my quest to relocate, but gathering a different flock, getting more information, and taking a breath of fresh air. Actually, I feel a tad bit relieved. So change for Deborah is going to be good. The change is that the change didn't happen. And I took ownership of that change. So whether it's in the world, in business, or your personal life, it's okay not to have the norm, because not always normal is good. So we take ownership over it, and we have to choose our battles very carefully. And so many people that I know that are so very successful, and those fighting to become successful and that are doing it all right, too many people take on too much and they're weighted down, they're burdened, they're carrying the whole lot on their shoulders, when getting rid of some extra baggage and clearing our heads and clearing our hearts and getting this energy space all freed up, then we can choose our battles. We're all going to have a battle. So during the months ahead, I want you to embrace change. Embrace change today. Embrace as we go forward. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm Deborah Rothschild. You've been listening to The Deborah Show, Transformation Talk Radio, transforming your life to becoming dynamic you.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
I'm back, everyone. I am Deborah Rothschild with The Deborah Show, Developing the Dynamic You. And before I go on, I want to let you know my show is aired Wednesday, 3 o'clock Pacific, and these will be a series of accumulation of incredible trainings for you and your loved ones and your team. Today, we've been talking again about change. Change is everywhere, but we want to reshape. We want to have power. We want to be in control. And there is so much razzmatazz, scientific argument for optimism, right? We have to have perfect speech. We have to talk positive. We have to power of positive thinking. We have to. Now, you know, I'm telling you, if you don't have it on the inside of you, it's not going to come out your mouth. But true, there is scientific data that says if you say something enough, it's going to, you know, we can speak that into existence, but we also have to have it into our very core. And, you know, there's very little difference in people, but there's a whole lot of difference that makes a big difference. And it's going back to what we've been talking about, and that is the attitude of somebody. I want to talk briefly on optimism versus pessimistic attitudes. So pessimism is like jet fuel. It's like great blood flowing through your arteries. It's like a heart that beats perfectly. And that positive expectancy is nothing but power, power, power. We become the energized batteries. It urges us, it calls us out, it develops our potential, it heightens our awareness of any opportunity and who we are as incredible, irreplaceable men and women. So optimism points a powerful beam of light into the dark corners of our lives. It reveals possibilities that are hiding in the shadows. And any positive-minded person is going to interpret events from the angle of hope, not despair, finding benefits and creative solutions that pessimist overlooks. You know, my background, coming out of college, you know, developing businesses and becoming successful, you know, prepared me for my endeavor in the direct sales network marketing industry. I was a girl that had been a speaker for the Missouri Bar Association a long time ago. And I said publicly, but not from the podium, you know, we're all standing around talking and I'm meeting and greeting people. And the word multi-level marketing came up. You're never going to believe what this woman said. I said I would never be reduced to multi-level marketing. I think that was a bad attitude. And I think I said it because I thought they were all, I don't know what I thought they were. Maybe I thought I was better. I think I said all that because I had a lack of understanding. And so my pessimistic attitude was flowing all over everybody and anything. And isn't it odd that some years later, I found myself being sponsored into a direct sales company? And all of a sudden, my pessimism turned into optimism. It's amazing. That's a whole story someday I'll share with you. So going back to pessimism, I don't think people realize the high price tag it carries. You know, the battlefield is the mind, but some people have their thoughts so rooted in that, you know, dynamite and crowbars and a six pack of Clydesdales couldn't drag them out of it. So that negative frame of mind, it just is an energy sucker upper. It sucks up the energy around them. It's like they spill and spew their poison all over everybody. And as a coach, this is what I find happening in dealing with people, their organizations or companies. It weakens everyone's confidence. It almost destroys creativity. And it just cripples problem-solving skills. So you end up focusing on obstacles that interferes with the ability to spot opportunities. And to me, finally, pessimism just drains and takes away the joy out of life, leaving everyone, you, someone else, everybody around them, emotionally spent and less effective in dealing with others. And that's the truth. And we have to be top-notch at our skills, masters of public relations, in building psychological muscle in working with people. But here's the good news. Optimism can be learned. It can be practiced. I call it iceberg solid optimism. We can develop it. We can develop it. It's like a muscle, much like any other skill. First, let's make a clear distinction between what I call hardcore optimism, iceberg optimism, and the old-time power of positive thinking. There's a lot of research. We have to develop real muscle that it becomes like poetry in motion in our lives. I don't want anybody cookie-cuttering a mere repeating positive statement to ourselves. Because you know what? We can say one thing, right? I will become a millionaire a million times a day. But if we don't have the skill set and if our behavior and if we're not demonstrating that, since we're all walking billboards, I think we are negating. I think we've just lost power. So we have to be as we speak that we are. And it's dealing with negative thoughts and feelings. So let me put it a different way. If positive thinking is important, but non-negative thinking is the essence of iceberg optimism, and it is, then the secret is to manage the way we explain situations to ourselves, especially when we experience boo-boos in our business. I don't want to use the word failure because to me, failure is not failure. Failure is just a step going higher. Difficulties, uncertainty, loss, but also as we encounter the opportunity to a greater success. You know, scientists, psychologists have discovered that optimism and pessimism are not two poles on a single scale. They're two quite separate dimensions. What an interesting life I had, and how I wish I had realized it sooner. Colette said that. Taking control of who you are today, emphasizing opportunities instead of obstacles, explaining events to ourselves. Did you ever have a long talk with yourself? I had a long talk with myself this morning since, you know, I just, before I went to break, I talked about change that has now caused me to make some change. I had a long talk with myself. I didn't have to get on notepad. Didn't have to make columns, the pros and the cons. I had to take a deep breath of fresh air and understand that I just, even though it's been a change, took a deep breath, fresh air. I felt relief. I got excited about life all over again because, see, change is not always bad. There's change for good. And I am the boss of my own attitude. And I had a very close friend that was, so don't think bad of him or me. Due to a situation, he was in the insurance industry. He was incarcerated. He had a PhD in economics, probably one of the most brilliant men I ever met in my life. And he had to take a one-year jaunt up in a Minnesota luxury you know what, to serve out of time. And in knowing him, I learned something. He said, they may have me for a year, and yes, I learned my lesson. But not one day of my time served did they ever have my mind. It belonged to me. And so what I was able to deduce from that is that nobody can do our thinking for us. Whether it's optimism or pessimism, ultimately it's our choice. We get to decide how we frame events, how we choose to interpret things, and how we engineer our emotional life. And by the way, each and every one of us, we are truly the architect of our own happiness. There's a lot riding on this, the issue of attitude, the issue of iceberg optimism, the train of being able to roll with the punches, not being left at the train station because we're resistors. There's a lot rolling on me and you. But I have belief in my fellow human being. I believe that if we give people the right information at the right time, and I'm a lover, not a fighter. I believe that if we encourage people, we help fight with people, for people, man, we've got it made all day long. I hope that today that you have gained one nugget of knowledge that you can apply to your life, that you can apply after you hear the show, and that will make a change. Because you see, if I'm not changing lives, you're not going to be changing lives. Isn't that what we do? We duplicate our efforts. We learn from one another and take the greatness into the world. Because I think that's our responsibility. So you have today been listening to The Deborah Show. I'm Deborah Rothschild. My show is weekly heard on Wednesday at 6 Pacific time. I'm a mentor. I'm a coach. I'm a gal that's got a heart to grow the dynamics of human potential. And I look forward to meeting with you again. Again, I'm Deborah Rothschild. God bless you and God bless America.
Developing a dynamic you. Continue to grow with us next time as Deborah guides listeners through the roadmap of personal and professional victory. Each day you reach for your dream, it reaches for you too. Be sure to catch the next episode for valuable insights from a coach who dreams big, just like you. Are you getting started on your dreams? What are you waiting for? The competition doesn't wait for you to catch up. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedebrashow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.